Fredericksburg's annual operating budget is $70 million.
Right now, we're predicting about a $2 million shortfall.
City Manager Kent Myers says revenue is down across the board.
The three major sources are sales tax, hotel tax, and our parks fees.
The primary revenue stream is the sales tax, and the hit to that stream is responsible for half of the $2 million gap. But those projections could change if tourism picks up.
There's a lot of discussion about that possibility here in Fredericksburg right now. We had a very busy weekend this past weekend.
Myers says residents of metro areas who might be reluctant to fly out of state or spend their free time in populated areas are coming to Fredericksburg instead.
And so that could open some new opportunities for us as far as increased tourism. And so it's still an unknown, but we do consider that to be a real possibility that are long-term, we could see an increase in tourism as a result of the coronavirus.
The city has posted signs asking visitors to maintain social distancing and to wear masks. Gillespie County has at least 4 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and they hope to avoid a surge.
There are concerns that with the influx of visitors, it could cause an uptick in our number of cases here.
But even with those busy weekends, expenses have to be cut to make up for lost revenue. Sidewalk construction, street maintenance, and unnecessary travel by city officials have been cut back. And the city is exploring departmental cuts.
One of the areas that cities always take a look at during times of budget cuts, it's kind of unfortunate in a way, is parks and recreation. Those are not considered to be essential services. And so, for example, we've identified about $400,000 this year that we're cut out of our parks budget.
Myers says parks and rec, along with maintenance, will continue to be looked at for possible cuts as the city starts budgeting for 2021. He says a reserve fund of $7 million should provide some wiggle room, and that lost sales tax revenue for the month of March was less bad than expected. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.